We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:38, this is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard. John Shumway begins Summer Vacation 1. And every Thursday at this time, we have Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza Cranberry, with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, the Shummer has a much-needed rest.
Good for him. I hope he enjoys. I heard he's down south.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody asks me all the time, and this is absolutely true, wherever I go, and they say, hey, when does John Shumway sleep? Well, hopefully now. But it's it's unlikely. Meanwhile, how you doing, Doc?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, so a lot of people will be out enjoying the weather, including pets. And I want to start right where we usually end off, and that is talking about ticks. Tom in Castle Shannon said, Dear Dr. Mike, is there any way to tell if I remove the entire tick's head without taking my dog to the vet? You know, there's a pretty big bump under there where the tick was attached. What do I do?
Well, I think this is good advice. We used to go, and I mean, we used to go with a blade or a needle and dig those tick heads out if somebody accidentally broke them. And then we found out, they did a study, that the body is really good at rejecting them anyways. So we probably don't have to go to that trouble. So I would just watch that bump, and if it's getting bigger, then certainly see your veterinarian. But probably what's going to happen is going to get smaller, and a good little trick is to put some bag balm on it and rub it in. It will help it to soften a bit and maybe get a little bit smaller. Sometimes when the tick bites them, they get a little granuloma where they've gotten bitten. Horses get really big ones. Dogs usually a little bit smaller.
Bag balm.
Yep, B-A-L-M. All the dairy farmers listening know all about it. And it's got a little picture of a cow's letter on it.
Okay, well, that's easy. So that's it. And I know people have asked because they've heard you, but one more time, I don't think you can say it enough, that remedy or not remedy, the combination of Listerine and water to spray on yourself if you're going to be out.
Yourself and your dog's coat. And you still should be using a monthly tick and flea preventive. But in addition to that, if you're going out into the woods, just to help ward off some of those ticks that are going to likely get on them and you, 9/10 of the spray bottle with Listerine, the regular old brown stuff, not the minty fresh, and 10% water. Spray it over your clothes, spray it over your dog's coat, and that will help repel them. The search and rescue folks and the hunters have called into the radio program many times and said how fantastic it helps reduce the amount of ticks that get on the dog. So they drop onto the dog, and then it kind of helps to repel them off. They don't like that Listerine.
And we don't like ticks. All right,
that's for sure.
Pamela and John in Zealandville want to know, Doc, our cat is 16 years old and was recently diagnosed with hyperthyroid condition. She is eating amazingly well. Would you treat it if she was your cat? We appreciate your straightforward honesty.
I would, because this is a condition, and so the reason she's eating so well is thyroid hormone regulates metabolism. So when it's hyper, the thyroid glands are secreting too much of that hormone, so they get really hungry. They eat like sharks, but they don't gain a lot of weight, and a lot of those cats will vomit a lot as well. So it's very easy to treat. We can do it with pills. We can do it with a transdermal gel, which is a gel that goes on the inside of the ear and will penetrate through the skin and help calm it down. And there's also a chip, a radioactive chip that they can get if they choose to, that will cure it, but that has a little more involvement. It's a little more expensive. But at 16, I'd probably go with the pill or the transdermal gel, but I would absolutely would treat that if it were my cat. That's an honest answer.
Kevin and Leslie in Ambridge want to know, Dr. Mike, we were giving Benadryl to our itchy dog last year, but it doesn't seem to work anymore. Do you have any tricks to help relieve the itchiness in dogs?
Common problem this time of year, the itchiness, the allergies, pollen counts go up. Just like in people, the dogs can get itchy, the cats can get itchy. Antihistamines like Benadryl and fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil, help to reduce the itchiness. The problem in dogs is they get worse each year. They grow into their allergies, not out of them. So sometimes we need to add things. Your veterinarian has a whole tool chest of things that can be used depending on the severity, things like Apoquel, Cytopoint, steroid combinations. All of those things can keep our pets comfortable safely. So speak to your veterinarian, and sometimes we even have to desensitize them with injections or sprays, just like we do in people.
And you have a topical gel option, too.
That's absolutely true. O2 Derm Gel. It's a wonderful gel that helps the itchiness. It has nitrous oxide in it. It's molecular oxygen. It's not peroxide. It's not ozone. And sometimes that'll help the itchiness, too. You're right.
And you have that at your place, right, at LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry.
We absolutely do, and we can give a link onto the internet where they can put a code in and they can order it right from the internet as well.
You can go to animalgeneral.net, kdkradio.com for a link, and of course, drmikehutchinson.com for the podcast. And may I mention, Wednesday, June 27th, at Oliver Twist's Upstairs Martini Lounge, Dr. Mike will be featured. I'll be moderating a discussion, facts and fiction, about stem cell therapy for animals and hopefully how it eventually all carries over for us humans, too.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to you hosting that because you bring the best out of me, Larry.
Well, I'll be the least of my brothers in the room in terms of knowledge, but it's always great to tee up those who know. So, Doc, we'll look forward to that coming up, and always good to catch up. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.